Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Flagstead steals second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan takes first base on ball four. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive towards left. Shaner catches it and throws to first to double up Hale. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Wheat throws the ball into Hale who tags Shaner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to third. Shaner moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman is walked intentionally. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with M covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Shaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and has Shaner trapped. There's the throw to Hale, who throws to Galloway, who tags Shaner for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shaner. Emk reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emk moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Emp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Meyer. Bishop scores. French moves to third. Cobb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. French scores. Cobb scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman strikes out. 1 out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Emke bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Galloway moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. French tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Shaner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Tote reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and moves to third. Two outs. Frank Welch pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.